Kicking off there, well, I'm saying kicking off there because we're going to be talking about Thai kickboxing, and I know that's really the music to Rocky and boxing and not Thai boxing. Gives me great pleasure to welcome to the show Prince Amir, 3 times world champion of Thai boxing here in Dubai. Do you have your own walk-on music?
Yes, I used to coming down with the music call from Europe, Final Countdown.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have a look for that one, see if okay. We can do that one for when you're walking out at the end.
The whole time.
Yeah. Bring back memories for
yes,
you.
Exactly.
You can get all pumped up and
yes,
ready
you would.
To...
Maybe we're going to start fighting in here.
We started off this morning on Iron Health talking about anger and anger management with regards to an article in Women's Health and Fitness magazine, and how if you can channel that anger and manage it, it can be a good thing when you can release emotion. And that's something very much that you want to talk about with regards to boxing. I think of it as an aggressive sport. You know, there's people, you know, pummeling each other when I think of the sort of traditional boxing. But it isn't all about that, is it?
No, it is. It's not. Basically, one of the good things from the that kind of a sport, which is we call from the outside of point of view, they usually call it a wild sport. It's inside of it is very calm and actually help you to settle and be relaxed. Like each time I don't train, I go home. My wife say, "You train? Why are you so angry?" I said, "I didn't train. I train people. I didn't train myself." So,
so
it helps.
You really notice it if you've not been
yes,
regularly 100%, training.
100%, yeah, absolutely different person when you train.
Yeah. So really, I guess as we talk a lot here, and we're talking earlier with Eileen from Women's Health and Fitness, any exercise is good, but it's about finding something that you enjoy, that works for you. Now, there's a lot to do with the conversation today, because we're going to be talking about kickboxing, we're going to be talking about Thai boxing, but also at the Champion Club, where you are a master instructor, there's lots of different forms of boxing that you can get involved in. And it is about your health, it is about your fitness, but also in the club, there's also people that are taking it to another level and are actually fighting and fighting in competitions and championships as well.
Yes, we do have guys from the C level to A level, which is beginners come just for the fitness and try to do something for their own life, for their own happiness and their health and wealth. And we do have people who come there every day to try to be a good fighter and basically try to give them a spirit of martial arts into their system so they can go out and produce themselves, show themselves to other people and get in somewhere in life.
I'm sure they're inspired by you. So, Tezalit, you're 3 times world champion. When was this happening for you? When were you at the peak of your career?
I was on the peak around 97, 97, 98. That was my peak time. Yes.
Mm. And how long did it take you to get to that peak?
Oh, I started martial arts when I was 7. I started with karate. I had a black belt in karate when I was 10. And then turning to kung fu and turning to boxing. I was fighting back in Sweden as amateur and then turning to professional as a boxer and a Thai boxer, which is Thai boxing. I started in Thailand, lived in Thailand a few years.
Mm.
So that was my part of my career. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to find out more about that time and what inspired you and the challenges of training and working up to that professional level. When you were a young boy there and you were doing your martial arts, you know, your karate, your kung fu, what was it, can you remember as a young boy, because I know it's very popular here in Dubai for our youngsters, what was it that attracted you to martial arts? Was it the idea of fighting? Was it the idea of hurting another? Because we're boys, you know, I'm not meaning it in a severe way. I mean, you know, boys like to fight and be rough and tumble and all of that. So what was it, do you think, that led you there in the first place?
Yep. If I want to be honest, it was the time when the Bruce Lee movies coming out.
Yeah.
Everything we have from this man, he passed away. So But then when I get into it, I just I don't know. I just feel every time I go to the gym, whatever it's extra hanging on my shoulder, it would get in out of me as a kid. Mm. So it was the place for me to relax, to learn some discipline, to feel I am in control of someone else, not I'm in control of myself.
Mm.
So that was a good feeling to teach me something. Yeah.
So do you think then it can help youngsters that might be facing
Absolutely.
Some problems as well? You know, maybe if it's a behaviour problem or anger, or, you know, it is a way of, rather than taking them to something that's really, I don't know, holistic and creative, which you might think, actually, if you've got a child that's got anger issues, actually channel it into something like boxing.
Yep. We do have at the club, we do have some kids classes and teenager classes, and I do train a personal training also. For example, I got some teenagers, the parents bring it to me, he's too wild and they need to settle him down. It is not all about learning punch and kick. Everybody can punch and kick. It's not a problem. It's all about show them a discipline, getting into their nerves and try to control their brain and turn them into different person. And also we do have a person, for example, he's too shy. He cannot communicate. So he's very smart boy, but hardly he's don't want to bring his voice out when he say hello. So they bring in that boy along to get to different level also of life. I believe if you know martial arts and you know the discipline of martial arts, you'll be able to turning and converting the personality different way, the way you want it.
Mm, so it's much more, isn't it? And with martial arts, much
of
more
course,
than the
absolutely,
than the,
absolutely.
The hit. Just explain to us what martial arts, just briefly, and we'll get into it in more depth in a while, but just that sense, you know, so if we think of a boxer so with boxing gloves on and that style of boxer, the difference then to someone that's a Thai boxer or a kickboxer?
Basically, as a technical way, a boxer only use the hands. A kickboxer use the hands and legs. A Thai boxer use the hands and legs, but continue with throwing the elbow and knees and bit of clinch, like a grappling side of it.
Mm.
So this is a different way.
And would they have gloves on?
They all have
gloves. They all have gloves.
Which
as
is
well.
In old time when the Thai boxing started, back in like 30 years ago, still some fights going on in Thailand, they do without the gloves, just the hand wraps.
Mm.
Yeah.
We're going to find out about the rules, the discipline of Thai boxing.